Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Law enforcement in Miami is beefing up security to prepare for tomorrow's arraignment of Donald Trump, the first former president to face federal criminal charges, 37 counts.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. As tight as security already is here at the federal courthouse in downtown Miami, additional metal detectors are being set up just outside the 13th floor courtroom where the former president will be arraigned. The initial appearance is only expected to take a few minutes. Trump will enter a plea to charges that he not only wrongly retained secret government documents, but that when the Justice Department came calling, he conspired with his body man to hide them, even from his own attorneys.
A boat capsizes during a tour of an underground cavern system in Lockport, New York. Fire Chief Luca Quagliano.
Unfortunately, we did have one fatality in the incident. It is believed for a time that he was initially stuck underneath the capsized boat, and it did take some time to get him recovered.
At least 11 people were taken to a hospital for treatment. Authorities said the boat with 29 people on board became unstable and flipped near the end of the channel, sending them into water up to 6 feet deep. A girl dies on an international flight to New York City. And CBS's Matt Piper in New York reports there are unanswered questions.
The 11-year-old girl died after losing consciousness on a Turkish Airlines flight headed from Istanbul to New York on Sunday. The flight made an emergency landing in Budapest, Hungary, as a doctor on the plane tried to help after the crew asked over the PA system if there were any doctors on board. By the time officials in Budapest boarded the flight, the girl had already died. Her family got off there, allowing the flight to continue and arrive in New York about 4.5 hours behind schedule. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
J.P. Morgan Chase has reached a tentative settlement with sexual abuse victims of Jeffrey Epstein. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
The bank says in a statement it's agreed to settle in principle a class action lawsuit. It said the parties believe the settlement is in their best interest, especially for the survivors who were victims of what it calls his terrible abuse. The settlement would end a lawsuit filed last year in New York by a woman on behalf of victims who were sexually abused by Epstein over a 15-year period.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Sajak and Vanna White.
And for the star. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thanks, everybody.
A final spin of the wheel is in store at the end of the upcoming season for host Pat Sajak. It will be his 41st year. The 76-year-old gave no reason for calling it quits on the Wheel of Fortune, saying only the time has come. Washington Post publisher Fred Ryan is leaving the paper after 9 years at the helm. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
There's a right way and a wrong way to fight off mosquitoes. Karate chopping the air in a public place in front of your kids and their friends,
Mom,
is the wrong way. Using Stem mosquito repellent is the right way. Stem effectively repels mosquitoes by harnessing active ingredients found in plants like lemongrass and peppermint, making it safe for use as directed around people and pets. Stem, rooted in nature, optimized by science, and embarrassment-free.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, June 13th. In Wood County, the Human Resources Committee will meet at 2 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 3:30 by teleconference. The City of Nakusa Ways and Means Committee will meet at 6:30 in the Council Chambers, followed by the Common Council meeting at 7. In Portage County, the Central Wisconsin Airport meeting scheduled for 8 a.m. has been canceled. The Village of Whiting will hold their Village Board meeting at 6. In Adams County, the City of Adams Public Works Committee will meet at 5. Tomorrow, the McMillan Library is partnering with the Wisconsin Rapids Park and Recreation Department to have an outdoor messy craftmakers event at Robinson Park. They will be making tie-dye or galaxy t-shirts from 2 to 4. Please sign up at teen@mcmillanlibrary.org. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 51. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 68. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All right, now that we've had a full weekend of punditry over Trump's unsealed indictment, how do you think this is going to play out? Is he going to get away with it? Teflon Don? Do we got him? Too early to tell? Or something else? How are you feeling about the 37 counts that former President Donald Trump is facing? Because over the weekend, the Justice Department unsealed the indictment that came down Thursday, but it was sealed as of Friday when we had our last show. But the 37 counts include withholding national defense information, and the indictment says that the former president allegedly conducted or collected hundreds of classified documents and kept them at his Mar-a-Lago home, including a bathroom and a ballroom.
Just on the stage.
Just, and like the pictures are wild to just see them stacked up in the bathroom, spilled all over the floor. But the classified documents allegedly contain highly sensitive information from the Department of Justice, not the Department of Defense, CIA, and, you know, like the U.S.'s nuclear programs.
That seems important.
Or the country's potential vulnerability to military attacks. And so Trump is now expected to appear in Miami tomorrow in a federal courtroom. And, you know, this is it's a topical topic, to say the least.
No question about that.
And I would love to hear from you. Where do we go from here? Is this just another tally on the many counts of Don getting away with it? Or is this finally enough to hold him accountable and maybe actually see a conviction? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Do you think, after hearing and reading what is in the indictment, Trump will get away with it?
And I got to say, it's not that long. It's really worth reading if you haven't read it yet.
Yeah.
It is.
But it's interesting because, you know, he faces more than 36 charges. And this is, as we've said before, not the only investigation he's under. There's also still Georgia has not come out at all yet.
But never in the history of American politics has one man survived and even thrived more off of more terrible news than Donald Trump. It is unbelievable how he fares through all of this and tends to, I mean, and it happened even before he was president. You know, I think the fact that his MO, his modus operandi, was to just not pay people and just never really got in trouble for that. And so it's hard for me to imagine that, especially because of the fact there was the first GOP president poll released since Friday's indictment has former President Donald Trump ahead by 38 points in the Republican primary.
I know. It's just unfathomable to me. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PURDY, if you want to check in on this. Rob from Port Edwards, thank you for joining us, Rob. What do you think about this?
Good morning, ladies. I think that Merrick Garland and, unfortunately, Jack Smith, great guy, you know, great prosecutor and all that, are going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory here. I've already, the judge is Aileen Cannon. Mm-hmm. And we all know how blind that justice is. And I heard rumblings that already there's plea bargaining going on.
Really?
At the end of the day, this person, yeah, yes. At the end of the day, and you know, this is media stuff. This isn't something coming from Donald Trump or his lawyers. How people find this out, I think it's more they're surmising than actual, you know, we got a fact. But the point is, what this individual did is vastly beyond what any mere mortal, us everyday citizen, would get away with without being put away and the key thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Republican Party to say that they're the party of law and order and back the badge and all of this righteous, you know, chest beating, unfortunately, this is a classic example of do as we say, not as we are actually doing. And I'm cynical. I'm sorry. You know, I'd love to be saying, yeah, this guy's going to get tacked up to dry, which he should be. It's pretty blatant, and it has been for so many years. But I'm afraid that our judicial system in this particular case is going to be as much a culprit as the individual doing, you know, the perp. That's I'm sorry to be a rainy day.
No, that, I asked for people's opinions, but I think, Rob, I think I don't think you're that much more cynical than a lot of people, because this is, it feels, it's like so many times as for, between the impeachments and stuff, to feel like there's so much there. How is people not seeing how much there is to like nail this guy? And then nothing ever happens, and if only it only ever bolsters him more amongst his base.
Yes,
it's unlike anything I think we've ever seen.
I agree. May I ask a favor? At some point in your ladies' prolific show, if you could have a session on forest growth in Wisconsin, the woody overgrowth and all this and that. I live we're in Bug Tussle Nowhere. We're inundated in woods. And, yeah, right? And we're... You know, there's just so much overgrowth, buckthorn and dead trees and on and on and on. And it is a critical issue. We've just endured a terrible spate of drought. Fortunately, mm-hmm. we had some rain here. And I think we're going to get a little more. But that doesn't say anything for the rest of the summer in the way the climate is going. It's I'm sure there's phenomenal people at the University of Wisconsin-Madison or even at Stevens Point or Eau Claire or wherever, that can offer up great advice and opinions and facts on this sort of stuff. But I think it's an important aspect for the state to grapple with, because we're dangerous when it comes to these dry sessions and the potential for a lightning strike or Lord knows, a campfire or whatever. So you could throw that in your mix of cool topics at some point would be amazing.
That's a great idea,
Rob.
We will absolutely put that down. And by the way, I embrace your cynicism. I think we're probably related somehow, just based on that. But
I'm from Milwaukee. I grew up around El Verno College. I grew up in a spit of greenfield surrounded by Milwaukee. I was a prisoner within, if you didn't go to Boys Tech, you were nobody, but... Yeah, I didn't, and I guess I turned out to be nobody. Here we are.
Oh, anyway, Rob.
Ladies, have a wonderful
you
day.
Too, Rob. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to check in with us. Joe from Appleton is on the line. Hey, Joe, what do you think?
Jane, Kristen.
Hello.
Taking my call. I don't share the complete cynicism of our previous caller, but I'll just tell you this, that I printed out the indictment on Friday before I left for a small vacation. I read it Friday night in the hotel room and then slept like a baby. That is a strong, tight indictment right there. And I tell you, if this case is decided on the merits, it's over. He's toast. There are two avenues that I see where he gets away with it. One, he's pardoned, okay, either by himself or another Republican once they're in the White House. Or two, we do have to address that, yes, Judge Eileen Cannon is at least right now the judge on the case. She should recuse herself.
Yes.
She should be forced off the case. But if she's not, now this is coming from a lawyer slash former prosecutor's perspective. Once the jury is impaneled and they're sworn in, then as soon as she says the words dismissed at any point, everybody go home. It's over. Nothing to do. She could rule on any motion from the defense to say, oh, dismiss this case right now. They didn't prove it, even if the whole world agrees that they did.
Mm.
And if she does, it's over. Now, I don't know if she's still tied to the SS Trump right now, if she's willing to go down with him, or if she, tried her best initially with the initial documents, maybe last year or so.
Yeah.
But now she realizes this is just, a sinking ship. No reason for her entire career and reputation to go down with it. Maybe she'll play it straight. But if it's decided on the merits, it's over. There's basically no defense. I mean, at least not that has been produced yet. They did it too is not a defense, and it's not true either.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, that's my property. This is presidential records. All that's nonsense. It's never going to come up in court. So possibly there will be a plea. That's not necessarily a terrible thing. But yeah, I don't see him getting away with it unless something nefarious happens.
Nefarious.
Joe, my favorite part is I declassified them with my mind.
But no, but
oh,
in the,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That part. But that's what's on the
Sorry.
That's what's on the audio, right? Is that he knows that he could have declassified them,
but
he didn't, and now he has them.
Oh,
and so that's.
And this was great.
Go ahead.
This was great yesterday. Jim Jordan went on, I think it was on CNN, and yeah, they played the quote where he says, I could have declassified these when I was president. And Jim Jordan says, just because he says he could have declassified them, that's not him saying that he didn't declassify them. Mental gymnastics that these people, it's like, check your brains at the door, people. You're a Republican now.
Oh, wow. Joe, well, you're not, Bill Barr actually agrees with you. And so we have the clip from him over the weekend saying, even if half of it's true, he's toast. So we will play back that when we come back from the break. Thanks so much for the call, Joe, and your insight.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll keep this rolling after the break, but what are you thinking? Is Trump going to get away with it? Do we got him? What do you think after a weekend of punditry about Trump's indictment? Where do we go from here? This is As Goes Wisconsin. Give us a call, 844-96-PARTY.
Our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA, get in love.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Join the Port Edwards Firefighters Association and Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI in celebrating the Port Edwards Fire Department's 100th anniversary. On Friday, June 16th, WIRI will be on location from 5 to 7 p.m. at 431 Latender Avenue for the 36th Annual Street Dance, featuring the band Genesee opening for the headliner Road Trip. It's a night of fun and community with door and raffle prizes and food and beverages available for purchase. Come on down and help us make this year our best year yet. We will see you there.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Network news on 540 AM WAUK.
Director, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to go to the lines before we go on with this segment. A lot to talk about. Take you in order. Do not hang up. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's in your mind today?
Oh, hey, thanks, Matt. Two things. First of all, you know that I'm a person with a disability, older, so on and so on. I want to address the person that called last week that basically said that Trump could functionally not even read, really doubted his intelligence. There is something called, and I'm going to put this in quotes, plain dumb. People who are racial minorities, disabled women, so on, we know what people are thinking. And sometimes it is really to your advantage just to play dumb and let people think you're not as smart as you are, okay? And so I want to bring that. I don't think Trump is nearly as stupid as people want to make him out to be. I think he, you know, I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, but I think he has some very serious issues, obviously. Also, I was kind of cruising the radio last night and happened to, very briefly, into Bill Cunningham, and he was saying something about the Supreme Court allows Donald Trump to do what he did with the documents. And hey, my friend, I'm going to hang up, all right? And you have
Let me respond to two things on that and then get some of the other calls. First of all, Trump is not dumb. Let me tell you something. Nobody who's elected president of the United States in our history was dumb. Nobody. He's made $1 billion. You can say a little more, a little less. Nobody makes that kind of money is dumb. That's ridiculous. When people say that, they're avoiding the issue. He has acted with criminal intent. And we're going to talk about the judicial part in a while. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Andrew?
Hey, Professor, I've got two points today. The first point is I keep hearing over and over again that the government is overclassifying documents. There are just too many things that they're classifying that probably shouldn't be. That's none of my business to figure out what that is. The other point, which is more important, in the age of technology, why are these things still being produced on paper that somebody can physically touch and steal and take away somewhere? This stuff could be created in a guarded skiff, armed guards created in a skiff and then held on a server that is not connected in any way to the internet, so that people needing to view it only electronically in that guarded skiff, including the president. So there is never a physical copy of this stuff to ever leave. Thanks,
yeah,
Matt.
Good points. Let me address those right now. First of all, when it comes to overclassification, that is true, but it has nothing to do with what's going on here. 7 billion documents have been classified, 7 billion, including some that are simply copies of newspaper articles, 7 billion. That's wrong. However, the documents here, the 31 that are the subject of the felonies, were Five Eyes only documents. Anybody in their right mind would say a document that could lead to the capture of our undercover agent and have him killed is not overclassified. That's number one. Number two, everything you say is true about the other, but remember this, you can always print something out and you can always take a picture of the screen. Thanks a lot for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Boy, I've got a couple of points, so bear with me. I'll do it quickly. First of all, the million-dollar interview is going to be somebody interviewing Newt Gingrich and say, well, Newt, on your manifesto, are you happy with the way America's turned out? You wanted to go to war. We've got a war. What do you think, Newt? Because that guy, he's already been subpoenaed with January 6th. I thought about this 10 years ago. He wanted this. He created this, and now it's in his lap. There's one guy that really ought to be hauled over the coals. But what we're talking about also is your listeners have to realize, and I'm sure most of them do, we're under a terrorist threat right now. Alert. Somebody's going to get shot. Somebody's going to get killed. Somebody's going to break into something. You got some mad mega people out there. Number two. Number three, how in the heck are we going to get a fair and impartial jury in South Florida? I don't. And then they've got that woman. Why did they give her the case? I don't know what people are thinking. But last but not least, our country hopefully will get through this. But the only way we're going to get through it and cure it is Jim Jordan, Ron Johnson, Matt Gaetz. They got to be on a list of indictments and everything else in prosecution. They all committed crimes. They all did. When you support terrorists, you commit crimes. I know I said a lot today. I apologize for saying that much, but it's just stuff that needs to be said. I'll hang up. I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, good stuff, Bill. Yeah, I'm going to respond. First, I'm going to squeeze in one more call so we get it in this segment. But I've taken notes on what you said. I will respond. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind?
Yeah, to this Judge Cannon, I just read something alarming about the thing with the special master. She, in her writing, she actually said this, that he should receive greater protection than an ordinary criminal suspect. Now, what is an ordinary criminal suspect? I don't know. But then further down in Florida, there was a noble, her name is, I believe. Yeah. That is the Southern District chief of the court. And she wrote that we do not assign related cases to the same judge. And then when she was asked for, they asked for something, you know, from her, she didn't respond to any emails. So what does that mean? I was under the understanding it was just put in there and it randomly happened. But she actually said, we do not assign related cases to the same judge.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on down in Florida.
Yeah, we're going to we're coming to a break. Excellent comments. We're going to talk about Judge Eileen Mercedes Cannon and the assignment and some mistakes that were made and what she could do after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.
My baby don't care.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat.
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Bikers raising money for cancer research rolled through the area this weekend. Brittany Merlot has more details.
And the first annual Crete Truck Center rooftop run rumbled through the state as bikers from near and far raised money for the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. On Saturday, 20 motorcycles stopped at 10 locations from Tomahawk to Stevens Point, collecting donations.
Road trips are more fun in the summer. The Portage County Speed Enforcement Task Force wants to make sure you arrive at your destination safely. Several agencies will participate in a multi-jurisdictional traffic safety task force working toward decreasing crashes and encouraging drivers to voluntarily comply with traffic laws. Now through August, they will focus on making stops for common violations that make unsafe driving conditions. Be safe on the roadways this summer. Buckle up, put down the phone, slow down, and arrive safely. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 51. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 68. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
Mistake, in my view, of the prosecutor. The fact is that Jack Smith is a good prosecutor, but sometimes these prosecutors think that they have such a strong case that it doesn't matter who the judge is, and they can look like they're doing some kind of a an open and transparent thing by filing it in an unfriendly venue. That is a mistake. Ask O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson murdered two people in an area in Beverly Hills, and if he'd been brought to trial there, he would have been convicted. The prosecutor there thought, well, what the hell, I'll do it downtown L.A. He was acquitted. Yes, he was later charged civilly and had to pay damages and so forth. He murdered two people because of a stupid prosecutor. In this case, I do not think that the prosecutor is stupid, but there are several other places with proper venue he could have brought it. One, Washington, D.C. That's where Trump took the documents from. Yeah, he did things like store them in Mar-a-Lago. He flew them to New Jersey and showed them to people in Bedminster. He could have venued it in Bedminster. But he thought he would what? Venue it in southern Florida? Where a lean Mercedes Cannon, the Colombian she-wolf, who before was reversed twice by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals for taking a dive for Trump. And a dick of Madison was accurate. One of the things she said in that go around on the classified documents where she stopped the FBI and the DOJ from doing their jobs to protect Trump. She said, quote, Donald Trump is entitled to deference because of his former position. That's not true. She's first generation from Colombia. Let me tell you something. No first generation person should be made a federal judge. Unelected, unsupervised. You cannot get the cultural toxins out of the groundwater in one generation. She is used to showing deference to El Guapo and El Gordo and strongmen. We don't want that. She is now going to show deference to Trump. The second thing that she did, and she was reversed on this in the 11th Circuit, she treated the classified documents quite cavalierly. She didn't think they were very important. Colombia does not have nuclear weapons. Colombia does not have secret agents in China and Russia who get captured, tortured, and executed. She doesn't care. Her loyalty is not to the United States. She's bad news. What was Jack Smith doing? Jack Smith thought, well, I'm going to file it. And, you know, there are different judges down there, and the odds of her getting it are random. Well, yes and no. There's a thing called the wheel. They have it here in Wisconsin. It's symbolic because it's computer generated, but basically, a name gets spit out. In the old days, they had it on a wheel. They spun the wheel. In this particular case, there were what are called senior judges on the wheel. Senior judges are judges who took senior status. So basically, they can start getting their pensions. But then they can be occasionally used on the case. But they don't necessarily like to be used on them when they're on vacation or in the summer if they go somewhere, in the winter they go somewhere. There are actually very few judges left. She got it. The chief judge down there, I frankly, what I'm hearing is that she doesn't comment on how she got it. There's a rule in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that supervises her that says that if there's the appearance of a conflict, there's the appearance of impropriety, the judge should be yanked. Even if it isn't real, if there's the appearance, it undermines public confidence. She has undermined public confidence by being reversed twice and delaying things for Trump just enough to let him declare for president. A bad judge can affect the outcome of a trial, and let me tell you legally how they can do it here. Remember the Kyle Rittenhouse case? Remember the judge in that case? He chewed out the prosecution in public. It was reported in all the papers. The jury was not there, but they heard about it from their relatives. He would not let the people who were shot be called victims. He just wouldn't. His conduct contributed to the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed two people. Judges have a lot of power, and even more so in the federal system. This clown, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, will grant any delay Trump wants to get him beyond the 2024 election. So he will simply play off this, hold fundraisers every night that he has to be down there for a status conference. Not only that, and let me tell you something, if he is acquitted at this trial, that can't be appealed. In a criminal case, if somebody is convicted, he can appeal that. He can argue prosecutorial impropriety. If he is if he's acquitted, the prosecution can't appeal it, even if there is defense impropriety, even if there's judicial impropriety. The judge can refuse to let certain evidence in. The judge can refuse to let there be testimony that we had an unusual number of agents executed in 2021 after these documents were left unsecured at Mar-a-Lago. She can say, well, it's not relevant. Can the prosecutor then go and get an interim order from the Court of Appeals? Possibly. But what if it's in the middle of trial and she says, no, I'm not going to give you a continuance to do that? And let me tell you the nuclear weapon. If during the trial at the end, the prosecution rests its case, the Trump people put on just a little evidence, and then they bring a motion for a directed verdict to dismiss the case. And she gets on the stand and says, I've looked at all the evidence. No reasonable jury could convict. I dismiss. Trump flies out of town. The prosecution can't appeal. Do you understand that? The prosecution can't appeal. This woman is protected by the Republican Party. Federal judges have tarantulas that are not just on the Supreme Court. I do not know what Jack Smith was thinking. I suspect what he was thinking was, well, we'll get our case in, and surely everybody will realize the strength of our case. No, they won't, Jack. No, they won't. They don't care about the strength of anything. The people who support Trump support him no matter what. He will get, in a Republican primary, something like 40% of the vote. You'll get a plurality. DeSantis will get 19%. The other clowns will get under 10%. The Republican Party has winner take all. Winner take all. So he'll get all of the nominating votes. And you'll think, well, who the heck could show up in Milwaukee and nominate this guy? You will find the most peculiar hominids showing up in Milwaukee. The most peculiar featherless bipeds showing up in Milwaukee. And they will nominate him. Now he'll run against Joe Biden. Joe Biden's the incumbent. He's a good president. If something happens to Joe and he's running against Kamala Harris, what do you think is going to happen? Don't give me all this identity politics stuff. I'm tired of it. I'm fed up to hear with it. What do you think is going to happen? And if he runs against Joe Biden, Joe Biden won by 7 million votes last time. He won by, what, over 30 electoral votes? You have people in Republican states criminalizing voting in various subterfuges. Who knows what will happen? If Trump ever got in again, he will take revenge. The woman, read America, liberal democracy, who spurned him will pay. He is a seriously disturbed individual. Ukraine will pay. They'll get slaughtered. NATO will pay. People in this country he doesn't like will pay. He has got to be prosecuted. He's got to be convicted, but filing this thing in Florida and the jury you get, very large population of people who fled Cuba, Venezuela, and Colombia. Many of them became citizens and many of them will serve as jurors. They hate communism, and I agree with them. They hate socialism, and right, that's fine. But many of them are subservient to the El Gordos and El Guapos. But Jack Smith filed down there because Jack Smith thought, well, we can make it work down there. Well, O.J. Simpson went free from criminal conviction, and Kyle Rittenhouse went free. Jean Moclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jean?
Well, that was a bright and cheery prospect. I'll tell you something, Matt. You know, that what ticks me off more than anything, and I'll tell you, it's been fuming here. I've been calling some of those gal darn senators that should be kicked out of office that are aiding and abetting Trump, these people who know darn well the danger that Trump put all of us in with those documents that he stole. And they're making excuses or saying, oh, Hillary Clinton didn't get prosecuted. Lindsey Graham, I called him, read him the Riot Act. He's supposedly a lawyer. He supposedly protected our country. What in the world is in their heads? These guys are just as bad as Trump, covering up for him, making excuses when he stole those documents. He is a criminal. He has hurt our country, and he should be held liable. No more BSing on this kind of stuff. The people in our country deserve better. We need to be treated better. We do not need to be at risk in politics. This isn't about Democrat versus Republican. This is about crimes committed against the people of our country. Thank you so much for letting me air my concerns, Matt. Great show. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks for calling, Jean. We're going to go to the lines. There's too many of you to get in this segment, but the ones I don't get in this segment, I will get in the next segment. So do not hang up. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're first. What's in your mind, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, thanks to the previous caller. I mean, that Donald Trump took an oath to the Constitution, and he didn't follow through with his oath to the Constitution. Donald Trump is a man that was, Hamilton warned us against, in Federalist 75, a man seeking his own self-aggrandizement and his own profits, is willing to betray the interests of the state for himself. I mean, that this is what Donald Trump did. And I mean that... Most people down in Florida that they hate communism so much. Well, why do they support a man who loves the guy who would just as soon bring communism back to Russia, and was head of the KGB?
They love authoritarians. They love to be beaten. That's what they love, because that is their culture. They love to bow down before El Gordo and El Guapo. That's why. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
With Dom and Crude, 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Welcome back to Match and Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines in order. Dana of La Crosse, my friend. Thanks for calling, Dana. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Welcome to the La Crosse market. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, you betcha. Say, you know, let's say Trump does skate based on some of the circumstances you laid out, the possible circumstances that you laid out there, which would be a travesty, of course. I think we all know that. But it's a very real possibility, some of those things you laid out. Let's say that were to happen, or even if that doesn't happen and he does go to jail. Do you think Jack Smith is intent, or Merrick Garland, on going after the rest of them, the Rojos, the Gateses, the Lauren Boberts, who was tweeting out Nancy's location during the riot, the MG Greens, all those people? Do you think he's going to be going after them as well? And should they be worried based on, you know, they've got testimony from Mark Meadows, apparently. So, gosh, I really hope they're going to round them all up, Matt. I'll take your call off the air, your answer off the air. Thanks.
Right. Excellent question. And let me tell you, from a prosecutor point of view, what's going to happen is, and by the way, Jack Smith is a good prosecutor. He was he was a prosecutor in the Netherlands for the World Court, and he went after the butchers in Kosovo and got a conviction. He also got a conviction against the governor of Virginia. He has quite a reputation. He's a good man. I do not know why he picked Southern California Southern Florida as the venue. To your point, prosecutors can't prosecute. One prosecutor can't prosecute every case. So he's doing this, and he's going after Trump, and he's going after this guy, Walt Nauta, who is his body man. They call him a valet, but it's basically a guy who goes around and takes care of whatever he wants. And then he's investigating January 6th. Now, January 6th is obviously a time when he could go after Mo Brooks. He could go after Rudy Giuliani, Don Trump Jr., and all that. I don't know what he's going to do there. One of the problems with that prosecution, just to get really down in the weeds, because everybody loves to say, oh, we should go after him for that. We should. And all these foot soldiers, 1,000 of them almost got prosecuted, and they were misled by him. But that said, if you parse what he says, he'll say, go on the Capitol. And he'll say, well, I just meant protest. I didn't tell him to go in the Capitol. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'll be honest with you. I personally do not think that Jack Smith and Merrick Garland are going to prosecute Trump over January 6th. They're looking at it. And they do have Mark Meadows' testimony, as you say. He flipped. And maybe I'm wrong, and I do hope they do, but they may think, look, we took a shot at the bull elk right here, and we're going to take him down with this one in Florida, and he's coming up on a presidential election. It's a guess, a hunch. I could be wrong. I think he should be prosecuted. Now, when it comes to prosecuting the rest of them, Fannie Willis in Atlanta is going after, among other things, the fake electors and the people that gin that up. And I think my suspicion is that she will have Rudy Giuliani as a felony target. But down in, remember two things. This is state, not federal. She has fewer powers. And secondly, she's only the DA, of Fulton County, which is Atlanta, not even the attorney general of the state. And no attorney general anywhere else in the country is planning to prosecute any of the fake electors, which I think is a mistake. So Fannie Willis, God bless her, she is wonderful. They've also passed a statute that Brian Kemp, whoever he goes, oh, Brian Kemp, he's so moderate. What do you mean he's moderate? Brian Kemp, they passed a statute where this board that he can control can yank a DA for doing stuff they don't like. What kind of stuff? Crooked stuff? No, not even crooked stuff. That they are not, quote, prioritizing prosecutions that should be prioritized, end quote. And what are they? In Florida, marijuana and people who provide abortions. It is illegal. And Fannie Willis has said, I'm prosecuting gangs in Atlanta. I'm prosecuting murders, rapes. I'm prosecuting political corruption. Are you going to prosecute marijuana and doctors? And she said, no, they're very low down on the list. Probably not going to get to them. They may yank her. They may yank her before she gets a chance to go through with these prosecutions. They could not do that. They could not do that in the federal system. And secondly, the judges down there, I have no confidence at all in the judge overseeing the grand jury that she is using for subpoenas and to go after folks. None whatsoever. Stay tuned. This is a very fraught time in American history, but I agree with Bill Oconomowoc early on when he said, we will get through this. We will always get through this. We got through the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. We got through the Second World War. We will get through this, even with a crooked Donald Trump. But I will tell you, if he gets back in and betrays NATO, betrays Ukraine, and goes after people he doesn't like here, he is obsessed with almost a sexual jealousy of rejection. That's what's happening. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Awesome callers. Great show. Thanks for all the information. It's sad, though. The Republicans are complicit that hang with this Trump for all that's went on here. And, you know, I love the country and I love the state of Wisconsin. I mean, you know, if this was a Democrat, I certainly would not be supporting them. So I'm just going to leave it at that today. Thanks for the show. And it's just a sad day that this guy did all this stuff. Bye.
I want to leave everybody with some optimism. I'm convinced we're going to get through to it. If you think this is tough, suppose you were George Washington. If they captured you, they would have hanged you. And you had to figure out how to feed and arm all these people to fight the biggest empire in the world. If you were Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses Grant and the country was splitting apart, what would you have done? If you were Franklin Roosevelt, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, the Nazis overran Europe, and a lot of people thought they'd win. What would you do if you were Franklin Roosevelt? We had far greater people in our history than we give credence to. And I take no pleasure in this stuff against Trump. It is a sad day when the president of the United States is such a felon that he does these kinds of things and a big part of his party stands by him. That is the scandal and the travesty. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great caller as always. Matt Flynn, director, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
It is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
you know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services
WFHR Administration. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.